Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today is the 22nd. It's 7:05 in the morning here, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Good morning. It's 51 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82, mostly clear, and a low this evening of 51. On Friday, sunny and a high of 78. Friday night, a chance of showers and a low of 53. On Saturday, a chance of showers, a high of 64. Saturday night, 48, and rain. On Sunday, rain, a high of 57. Sunday night, showers, a low of 43. Chance of showers on Monday, kind of continuing with that pattern, partly cloudy, partly sunny by Wednesday, and a high of 79. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So good morning there, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better. You notice my voice is much better.
I love you in the sense of a friend,
yes.
Of a good friend, and as does Linda love you, and your voice like that, and we know that all the stuff that's going through, and
yeah,
and now we're getting right back into fire season. This morning I woke up totally stuffed up.
Well, mine is a combination of the lung condition, but then the pollen and all of that stuff gets into it. And then I was using a different inhaler, and I think maybe that was part of it. So who knows?
Could be.
Anyway, I didn't feel bad. I just sounded kind of weird.
Well, you know, last week we had on a lady, in fact, a couple people that were in opposition to this Fountain Wind Project. And the Fountain Wind Project is this concept or a development up there around Round Mountain and Burney area of adding more wind turbines to the area. And their opposition to this project and why seemed to be centered around fire and fire dangers. Well, on the phone we have, and I will probably butcher your name, Henry Waltag, from the Fountain Wind Project, from the ones that want to develop it up there. So, Henry, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Great. Hey, good morning, Carl and Trish. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
We're there. Y'all, where are you from, Henry?
I rest my head in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
My son was in Houston, Texas yesterday over on a flight back from El Salvador. He spent a little time in your fair city.
Now the Fountain Wind Project is. Could you give us a brief synopsis? You know, from I think it's ConnectGen is developing the project.
Yep, that's right.
Can you give us a synopsis? What's going on?
For sure. So the Fountain Wind Project, it's of course a unique opportunity to bring a whole host of benefits to Shasta County, but what it is and what is being proposed is a project that would consist of up to 72 wind turbines directly adjacent to the existing Hatchet Ridge project, both on the north and the south side of Highway 299, but primarily on the south side. And those 72 turbines would collectively produce up to 216 megawatts of renewable energy. And the output from the project would provide enough power to energize over 86,000 California homes. So where we are now, this project has been in the works for quite some time. It was originally had a public scoping meeting back in January of 2019, and the county has been working to facilitate the CEQA and the draft environmental impact report process. And I think we're getting close to the final environmental impact report being published sometime in, you know, the coming days.
Okay.
And then at that point, it will go for public input again and then go before the Planning Commission?
That's correct. That's correct. There would be a hearing associated with the project before the Planning Commission, and that would be an opportunity for any member of the public to come and speak their mind for or against. And at that point, the Planning Commission will consider the environmental impact report, consider all of the public input, and then vote to approve or deny the project. And Trish, as I'm sure you're aware, this project will likely go before the Board of Supervisors, so that whole process would be replayed a second time for the Board of Supervisors.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Henry, what are the benefits for the people up in Round Mountain area in Burnie? I mean, for them specifically, because I know we'll get into the other things about the electricity and all that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'd like to start off by talking about fire safety. You know, we take this issue very seriously, and we've been listening to what the community has to say. We've been doing our homework, and that includes speaking with, you know, a host of former Cal Fire firefighters, speaking with timber managers, representatives of the local resource conservation districts, and the fire safe councils. And what we've heard from them is that they believe this project will be a tremendous improvement to fire prevention in the area. Bottom line is they believe this project would serve as a large-scale fuel reduction project and also a critical fire break between the communities of Round Mountain, Montgomery Creek, and Burnie. Go ahead.
Well, how much property or how much space is the project taking?
Yeah. And that's something that I'd like to clarify. There are a few numbers.
Yeah, because that leads into
thrown
other
around
questions.
Last week.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So the total temporary disturbance, if we were to build out all 72 turbines, which, you know, we can talk about that, but the total temporary disturbance is just shy of 1,400 acres. That's all of the land that would be disturbed, potential tree clearing associated with construction of the project. The total permanent disturbance, this is the footprint, this is our fire breaks, access roads, our wind turbine sites, would be just over 700 acres.
So where did the 40,000 acres come from?
So we have a lease with the underlying landowner, who is they manage this property for private timberlands, and it has been private timberlands for some time. So we have a lease that was originally signed, I want to say 7 or 8 years ago, that is for approximately 30,000 acres. Out of that 30,000 acres, we studied 4,500 acres. So we performed a whole host of surveys, environmental, cultural, wildlife, et cetera, on a buffer around our, you know, potential project. And that's the 4,500 acres. That's the area that was studied. And drilling down, our actual temporary, you know, disturbance would be the 1,400 acres.
And then what was the 700 acres?
That's permanent. That's after construction when clean everything up and perform replanting, you know, in that temporary corridor. The end of the day, the actual footprint of the project is 700 acres.
Okay. We're with Henry Waltag and from the ConnectGen, who is putting the Fountain Wind project up, and we're going to take a quick break, Henry, and hang on.
Yep.
Trish, we got the new... We got the new 360 smart bed.
I was following that construction project on Facebook. Actually,
I tell you what, it's.
Does it keep you awake all night just figuring out what it's doing?
Oh no. But however, you can it It can't adjust to you. You've got to get it all set up for that. And Linda's going to get into that portion of it. I frankly like the idea of being able to sleep and not having anything happening. But then again, you don't know because you're sleeping, and it just adjusts to you like that, the new 360 smart bed. And I tell you what, though, this morning, went to bed last night, and I thought, oh, okay, we'll just watch a little TV. Boom. Out. Yeah. At 3 o'clock, I wake up, and there's a gun battle going on. You know, we turn down the sound right there, and then, but see, that rarely ever happens to me, and it did last night. So, yeah. You know, again, sleep number, you know, it's quality sleep. I can adjust my side, and with this new bed, the settings are different. Like, my sleep number setting is 45, and it used to be 55, and Linda's 30, sleep number setting is 35, but hers used to be 45. So
that's interesting.
It is interesting, but it's a different type. It's a different type of bed than our last sleep number. But you know,
they continue to improve. I've had mine for over 20 years, and I love my sleep number bed. I miss it when I travel, which I do, because it's such a different quality sleep that you get on a sleep number.
Yeah, and you know the other thing too is they've got a 25-year guarantee on both sides. You know, so if something happens to one side, they'll, you know. Mm-hmm. Fix it, and you do feel rested when you wake up, the sleep number bed. And right now they are introducing the new Sleep Number 360 P5 smart bed. Queen now is only $1,799, only in the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go in and talk to Steve or any of the people in there. They're very knowledgeable. And you're going to find out. And then go lay down on the bed. Go lay down on different beds to see which one is right for you. Sleep Number. It's the number one in two mattresses by Consumer Reports in their division there. We'll be right back. 7:16 in the morning, here on the 22nd of April.
Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Creek Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, 7:21 in the morning, 54 degrees out there here on the 22nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Shining Care, the Healthy Brain Symposium, is being brought to you by Shining Care on April the 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard here in Redding. Learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies at this free live event featuring exhibits and leading medical professionals and healthcare experts. Free registration online at shiningcare.org. You know, what if you're just confused? I get confused a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Hey, on the line is Henry Waltag from CommonGen, I think.
ConnectGen.
ConnectGen, I'm sorry. And they are the ones that are wanting to put the, they're in charge of the Fountain Wind Project, which is essentially putting in, I think it's up to 72 turbines.
Yeah.
In the... In the Round Mountain Burnie area. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. When we left, we were talking fire. You heard the show the other day. We had a the former head of the California fire pilots, or what, you know, the firefighting pilots association on, and he said there were problems with the having turbines that tall, which can be up to 900 feet, and that area because of the way they're going to be lined up or not lined up. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah. I listened in and heard what Jim kind of detailed out in the program.
Uh-huh.
And I can't say, we've been doing our homework on that as well. And, with respect to the aerial firefighting, the feedback we've received from CAL FIRE is that they deal with things like windmills on a daily basis. These things include power lines, antenna towers, cell towers, windmills, utility lines that are spanning a gulch or a valley. The biggest threat to their operations is not knowing about these obstructions. If they know about them, they work them into their, their operating plans, their daily plans. They brief their emergency response pilots on them on a daily basis, and they can, work to avoid this infrastructure. And so, we will be working with CAL FIRE in the leading up to and during the construction of this project. We'll be creating a fire prevention plan in coordination with Shasta County and with CAL FIRE. And, once the project is operational, if there is ever an issue in the surrounding communities and CAL FIRE pilots need to navigate in the area, we would effectively shut the project down. So There's no operations, no, you know, I believe Jim mentioned turbulence around the turbines.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would be coordinating, as we have been, closely with CAL FIRE through the late-stage development, construction, and operations of the project.
Are the turbines going to be like Hatchet Ridge? Hatchet Ridge, they're pretty much in a straight line. And that was one of the things they said.
Yeah.
Your turbines are going to be placed not in a straight line. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Hatchet Ridge is, they've got the high elevation, the great wind, and it really is a straight shot, which is kind of rare in as far as wind farms go. But you can see kind of the layout for our project on the county's website or on our website, fountainwind.com. You know, we have maps. And the 72 turbines are kind of laid out on the ridges to the south of Hatchet, and it's undulating. So we are not in a straight line, but if you look at the map, you can kind of see there's a rhyme or reason to where the turbines are. You know, the wind primarily comes from the southwest or the northeast, so the turbines are set up perpendicular to the wind. So there, you know, would be areas to navigate within the project with helicopters or potential aircraft to fight a fire. You know, depending on the final layout, I said up to 72 turbines. The number of turbines that we would construct ultimately depends on the size. You know, I mentioned we're looking to put 216 megawatts of electricity on the grid. Well, we could get to 216 with 36 6-megawatt turbines or, 72 3-megawatt turbines, and then any kind of combination in between.
How much bigger are the when you double it, do you double them in size as well? Or?
Yeah, good question. So, no, the turbines wouldn't be doubled in size. You just get a little bit longer blades. And so our largest turbine we're considering is up to 679 feet. Hatchet is around 415 to 420, I think. So we would roughly be, 33% larger than Hatchet Ridge. And most of that comes with having just a little bit longer blades.
So we're talking about a 670-foot tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blades,
from the ground,
are how long?
The 670-foot is total, from the ground to the very tip of the top blade.
Okay. And the blades
are,
how long are the blades?
Yeah, the longest blade would be around 260 feet.
Okay. That's pretty big.
Yep, it is. It is. And actually, those blades, the longest ones, are actually, the industry is looking at split blade technology. So it wouldn't be one blade on those larger turbines. They would kind of be two pieces that would be, put together on site, so to allow for much easier transportation.
Okay. The fact that it's going to what was your factors in putting the project here?
Yeah, there's really three primary factors. First, it's windy in this part of Shasta County. There is a good pocket of wind here that, the Hatchet Ridge identified and tapped into 10 years ago. So you've got to have that. You also have to have an existing transmission system that has excess capacity. So there is an existing transmission line that runs through the center of our project. It goes from the pit number one dam directly down to Cottonwood. And so, over the course of the last 6, 7, 8 years, we've gone through the interconnection study process with the California ISO, the people who, manage the studying of the grid. And, it was determined that there was unused capacity on this transmission line. And so, you really need to find that existing infrastructure. So we would not be building any new transmission lines, high voltage transmission lines, to interconnect this project. We will be tapping into the line that runs right through the center of the project area. And so you have to have existing transmission infrastructure. And then the third component is a compatible land use. And wind farms can coexist on these timberlands, much like they can coexist in ranch lands or farmlands, you know, the places where wind farms have been developed across the United States.
Okay. We've still got some time with you. We've got some questions coming in from our chat room, and and I want to get into things that you're going to be doing for the community, and then, of course, the jobs.
Yeah, I really want to get into the jobs and where they're going to come from, and permanent jobs and construction jobs.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Organization, and a fully accredited chest pain center, plus being one of the top-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And they also have the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back after these messages. 54 degrees out there, 7:31 in the morning here on the 22nd of April.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Pre-registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town.
Smile on my face because I just love Four Winds Jewelry. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're great people down there. Super selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. And like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, California. Four Winds Jewelry. On the phone is Henry Waltak from the ConnectGen company, who is proposing putting up to 72 wind turbines in the called the Fountain Wind Project, and will in the Round Mountain Burney area. Now, we've got questions coming out of our chat room. Are you ready, Henry?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Can you tell us what happens if one is decommissioned? Do you take it down or leave it up?
Yeah, so at the end of the project's life, we will remove all the project infrastructure, including everything within 3 feet of the surface. You know, that's the turbine foundations, some of the underground electrical equipment. And, you know, people say, well, the end of the life is 30, 35 years from now. That's a long time. Well, what the county requires is for us to do a decommissioning study partway through the useful life of the project, typically 10 or 15 years. And that third-party study will say this is how much it's going to cost to take down the project. And then we put that amount, like, in a bond or an escrow account. And that's like a guarantee that at the end of the day, the project will be decommissioned. So Shasta County is not going to turn into, you know, a Tehachapi or Altamont Pass area where there's thousands of turbines in disrepair. You know, those projects were built very early on in the wind industry when, you know, counties were trying to figure out how to permit these things and what, you know, the end-of-life implications are. You know, this project will be have a guaranteed decommissioning plan and bond put in place.
One of the things you can almost always count on in Shasta County, or certainly the state of California, is that the environmental process is going to be a lot more stringent than it is in other states.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I've been in the wind industry for 8 years, going on 8 years, and I've built projects in Texas, Iowa, and California. My first project I worked on was in the Tehachapis, and I can attest to that, Trish. That's absolutely correct.
Is the company a let me see, where does it say? Is the company an American company? Is it a foreign or an American company?
We are an American company based here out of Houston, Texas. We were founded in 2018 as a renewable energy developer, owner, operator, building a company from scratch. So we are funded by private equity, a group called Quantum Energy Partners. Traditionally, they invested in upstream oil and gas. They've managed, I think it's $16 billion in investment since they formed in the 90s. And back in 2018, they decided to diversify their portfolio and attract a group of, you know, very experienced professionals in the industry to form this company and go forth and, you know, build it from the ground up.
Okay. The funding of this, is there like tax subsidies or any public money in this?
Yeah, so the wind industry does not receive any direct subsidies or funding from the federal government. We do benefit from a tax credit, similar to those who have installed, you know, solar systems on their homes. You know, they're familiar with the investment tax credit. We benefit from what's called the production tax credit. And so it's based on the amount of megawatts we produce in a given year. But that policy was put in place in 2015, 2016. It was championed by Senator Grassley from Iowa. Of course, Iowa is a big wind state. And it's actually on its way out. It's been sunsetting, you know, starting in 2020. It will completely sunset. It's stepping down by 2025. And when that happens, wind energy will be the only form of energy production that doesn't have some form of preferential tax treatment.
Okay. Now, when we start talking about permanent jobs, and then how many to construct this? Obviously, this is a big.
Big project.
Huge. So where do people, where are you getting your workers from? Are they from around here? And how do they apply? Somebody asked a question. How do you apply to get a job on the construction side of this?
Yep. Well, the answer is yes. The workers will be local. On that front, you know, we are fully committed to making sure that, you know, the folks that work on the project are from the greater area. And in order to ensure that, we took the steps to sign a letter of commitment with the state building trades. And that commitment solidifies that the people working on the project would be sourced from the local union workforce pool. And people might not realize this, but there are quite a few local Reading businesses who are union shops. You know, just to name a few that I've spoken with recently, there's J.F. Shea, Cox Construction, Myers Earthwork, McIntyre Landscaping, Tullis, and a few electrical and quarries. You know, there's a strong pool of local labor that would be available to construct the project.
And that's up to what, 200 jobs?
Yeah, it's gonna like max out around 200 jobs, and we're looking at a 2-year construction process. So it'll ebb and flow with the seasons. But if someone is interested in you know learning how they could participate in the project, I've got a great relationship with the local state buildings trades representatives. And I'd be more than happy if they reach out to me. My contact information is on our website, fountainwind.com. But if they reach out to me, I'd be more than happy to put them in touch with the different building trades groups. And they have apprenticeship programs. And, of course, there will be plenty of apprentices working on the project. I'd be more than happy to make an introduction.
So after the 2-year construction project that is up and running, how many permanent jobs are we talking about?
Yeah, so the permanent jobs, the people who will be working out of an office right there in the project would be up to 12. So it depends on the final number of turbines, how many turbine technicians you would need. But there is a full-time presence on site, you know, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and then they're effectively on call at all times. But they are responsible for the day-in and day-out maintenance and monitoring of the site. So they would be up to 12 well-paying local jobs.
Okay.
They have to be trained in that, though, right? Are these like ones? I mean, when we talked before, I thought you'd said that there's, because of the types of work here, you know, that finding companies and all this that were, that could put up the towers and then work on the towers, especially, I guess, work on the towers afterwards, those people have to be trained.
That's right. That's right. And it's typically the wind turbine technician is a certification training. It is one of the fastest growing job sectors in the United States. You don't need a 4-year degree. And sometimes I've heard these turbine technicians will be in year one of their training and they'll get hired because, you know, they say, well, we'll teach you the rest on the job. We need to find folks. So, people who work in the industry typically have some kind of mechanical background. You know, they know their way around, maybe wiring and you know, maybe taking apart and putting together a motor. But, you know, for projects like this project, where, you know, we aren't in the Tehachapis, there isn't a huge field in local college, you know, that's providing training. What this project represents is people who have moved out of the area who are in the industry to potentially, you know, kind of come home and work in their field. And I've already actually been contacted by someone in Wisconsin who's from the Reading area, who's very interested in the outcome of the project. And, you know, we have on a short list that we would talk to you if it's approved.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay. We're here with Henry Waltek from the ConnectGen Corporation that wants to put up to 72 wind turbines into the Bernie Round Mountain area. Questions, Trish?
The only thing we talked a little bit early on about the benefits to the Round Mountain Bernie area,
right?
And I'm not sure we finished
okay.
that.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll okay. finish that. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Senior living is for active seniors. This is not an assisted living facility. This is people that like to get out and go and, they like to take advantage of all of the great amenities at River Commons Senior Living. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation if you want it. But you don't have to take that, of course. They're pet friendly. You can use River Commons Senior Living as maybe a place to spike out from when you go out and visit and travel and all this. It's California's premier retirement community. And for a tour and more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. They're located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station. You know what? We were going to have the Shasta Miners Association coming in at 8 o'clock. And I'm sorry, but we had I totally blew this. And I had a show that we have regularly scheduled on another Thursday flipped to this one. And I just, you know, Carl has to go to the Shining Care brain care.
The symposium. We need a new calendar here.
I need a new calendar here. Anyway, they're going to be on a week from tomorrow. So on the 30th, the Shasta County Miners Association will be with us to talk about, you know, gold mining and all this, but plus all the new regulations.
I'm disappointed because that was an organization I was very closely connected to for many years and with my metal detector business. And I worked closely with the Shasta Miners as a member for many years.
Yeah, the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association. It's a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while education. So people, please, we'll have them on a week from tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll get a whole hour talking about that. If you're interested in, now see, I'm interested in this. It's one of the reasons.
Well,
I reached out to them and then messed up the schedule.
Laws have all changed about dredging and panning and everything.
Mining, metal detecting, treasure hunting. This is cool. Okay, yeah. I can't wait. All right, but on the, on the phone, we have Henry, from the, Connect Gen Wind Turbine Project, the Fountain Wind Project. And, Trish had a question.
Yeah, we were talking about, I know that in the literature that I have, looked at, that there was a incentive package, if you will, of $1 million that was going to be spent in the community. Can you speak about that, Henry?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's what we're calling our community benefit program. And at the beginning, we were kind of contemplating $1 million, was actually shape, you know, starting to take form is well over that, closer to $2 million. But you know, from the very beginning when we started hosting project office hours in Round Mountain back in the fall of 2019, you know, we have been asking members of the community, what would you like to see? What benefits would you like to see brought along with this project?
And I think one of the main concerns of the community certainly is the fire issue.
Yeah, yep. That's correct. And I talked about, you know, the work we're doing with, you know, the fire in coordination with the fire safe councils and resource conservation districts. So we heard, you know, they'd like to see enhanced fire safety. We heard, you know, perhaps some kind of, program for the kids. And of course, during, the COVID era, internet access has become more relied upon, and you know that's always been an issue in the community. So we've taken that feedback and you know went a step further. We started you know thinking how can we improve the area along these lines, and you know we've established our community benefit program, which will include you know three or four different you know projects, if you will, and one of which is outside of the project. We're working to identify a fuel break and fuel reduction in the Montgomery Creek and Big Bend communities. I'm working with the local RCD to put together an outline of what that would look like, and the project would provide the funding to complete that. So that's one component. Another aspect we're looking into is bringing enhanced internet service to the area, a service that, you know, would be offered, in line with Frontier and offer better service, and we would be looking
You would establish that, Henry? Your company would establish a better internet service for that whole area? Or you're just looking at it?
We're working with local businesses who are already established, and this is what they do in Shasta County. And so we would enable them to set up additional towers and potentially, you know, provide a lower cost service and subsidized service to the community.
Well, there's still areas up there that don't have good service at all.
Exactly. And so what we're proposing is provide a type of internet service that everyone in Round Mountain and Montgomery Creek could access. And it could be the beginning of an extension of the service further into the Intermountain region.
The amount of electricity you all generate is based on running 24 hours a day, 12 hours a day, what?
Yep. So, and this subject was talked about last week. When we say 86,000 homes, you know, that's based on our net capacity factor, net. So we have a gross production based on running, you know, 24 hours a day, 365. But you have to factor in when the wind's not blowing. You have to factor in electrical losses and converting the electricity and moving it in, you know, onto the grid, you know, downtime for scheduled maintenance. So all of that is factored into our net capacity factor. And so that 86,000 homes, that's energy that would be delivered to the grid. You know, we've already accounted for those items. So Hatchet Ridge's net capacity factor is closer to 33%, and that's public information. You can Google this. You know, there's a document that was filed with the California Public Utilities Commission in 2017. That has that information. Ours will be a little less than that, frankly, because Hatchet has the best wind, but you know our net capacity factor would yield power for 86,000 homes. But you know, I do want to circle back to the benefits.
Okay, we got like a minute left, buddy.
Yep, sounds good. So, in addition to the internet and the fuel reduction projects, we are looking to make $1 million investment into the communities of Round Mountain and Montgomery Creek, directly into those communities. So there have been some ideas that have been floated around, but effectively what we would do would be set up a committee of local stakeholders to determine, you know, what the community wants to see. So further, you know, after the project would be approved, further conversations. And this project represents over a $300 million capital investment in Shasta County. So in addition to these local some Intermountain benefits. There would be over $3.5 million in sales tax to the county over the course of project construction. And over the life of the project, the 30-year useful life, there would be over $50 million in property taxes paid to the Shasta County Assessor's Office based on, you know, the property tax mm-hmm. on the wind farm.
We're here with Henry Waltag from the Connect Gen Wind Turbine Project, the Fountain Wind Project, and we've run out of time. A lot of this still has to be done. It's still going in front of all the committees, and it's probably going to go in front of the board again, so I'm sure you're going to be on our show again, Henry, here in the next few months. As we're going
to
have,
of course,
again,
always happy to.
As again, we have the ones that are opposing this, and of course and there's a lot of people that support this also.
Well, and there's a lot of people out there that are just learning about it, even though it's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information available on your webpage. People need to take the time to look into it and keep informed.
Thanks a lot, Henry. Okay.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break from the news, which we're already running late on, and we're welcoming Simpson University as soon as we get back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Including China's Xi Jinping and Russian President Putin. Arizona's governor says he's not waiting for the federal government to deal with the crisis along the southwest border.
I declared a state of emergency at the border, and I announced we're deploying the National Guard. Under the leadership of newly appointed Adjutant General Kerry Muhlenbach, we will be sending up to 250 of our best women and men to our border communities, including here in Yuma.
Governor Doug Ducey's remarks aired by KNXV-TV. Ducey calls on President Biden to declare a national emergency. He says a disaster is unfolding on the border, and it will only get worse in the coming months. Looks like Southwest Airlines flying out of the worst of the financial turbulence caused by the pandemic. The carrier reports first quarter net income of $116 million following a loss a year ago.
The Dallas-based airline posted revenue of $2.05 billion in the period, exceeding street forecasts. 11 analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.03 billion. Southwest shares have climbed 33% since the beginning of the year, while the S&P's 500 index has risen 11%. The stock has more than doubled in the last 12 months.
Correspondent Jeremy House. 547,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, post-pandemic low. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 97 points, with the Nasdaq trading 32 points higher, the S&P 2.5 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Grove, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Via bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
NASA's Mars rover managing to produce pure oxygen out of the thin atmosphere of the red planet.
NASA says the toaster-sized device called MOXIE could help science fiction become science fact. It converts carbon dioxide, which makes up nearly all of the Martian atmosphere, into oxygen. Isolating and storing oxygen could power rockets which lift astronauts off the surface of Mars. It could also provide breathable air for astronauts themselves. In an hour of operation, MOXIE produced enough to keep an astronaut healthy for about 10 minutes. NASA says the device is also the first technology of its kind that could help future missions live off the land, using elements from another world's environment.
That's a BBC Simon Ponsford. Indonesian naval vessels searching for a submarine that likely sank too deep to retrieve, making survival chances for the 53 people on board slim. News and analysis at townhall.com. Charges have been filed in the killing of three people in a Wisconsin tavern shooting.
Prosecutors in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, have charged a 24-year-old man with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide and three counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide in a weekend shooting at a crowded bar. Rakayo Vinson would face life in prison if convicted on any of the counts. According to the complaint, Vinson got into a fight at Summers House Tavern and walked onto the bar's patio and opened fire. Each charge carries sentence modifiers for being a repeat offender and using a dangerous weapon in a homicide or attempted homicide. In 2016, Vinson was convicted of unlawful use of a weapon in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Mike Gracia.
A North Carolina sheriff's deputy has been placed on leave after fatally shooting a black man while serving a search warrant yesterday. It happened in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday. Trish, of course, is my Thursday woman. Good morning, everybody. It's the 22nd of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's at the helm. And what special day is today?
Yeah, it's Earth Day.
It's Earth Day.
Also, it's Jelly Bean Day.
Uh-oh.
I'll go with Jelly Bean Day.
Well, Earth Day. Did you know that? Which Earth Day is this? Which anniversary of Earth Day is this?
I have to look it up.
It's back in the 70s. I was involved with one of the first Earth Days. I was in college.
Mm. Yeah, it was first held in 1970.
Yeah, right before I went in the Marine Corps. Yeah, it was. I know. I you don't have to comment on it, but if you're
when you're
20 years old and you're not a liberal, you know,
that's, I was going to say I wasn't.
And then by the age,
I guess I missed that.
You missed that, but you know, I was. You know, right there at Vanderbilt. You know, we got together. And, you know, save the environment. It wasn't anything like it is today. It was being aware of the environment.
Very little is
right.
Right. It wasn't. It was totally different. And probably a lot of those people that were involved in it, we went on and we grew up and all those things. But it was something to be part of that you were kind of like proud of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised in Idaho, and Earth Day, I mean, we just celebrated the
day.
Earth all the time.
Yeah,
right.
I know,
well, that's
the farming community.
So when you get
and,
people
yeah.
coming in from all, and it wasn't like it was huge, but it was like, be aware of the environment and all this. And then, like 4 months later, I went to boot camp.
Became really aware of the environment.
I became really aware of the environment.
It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82, sunny and mostly clear, and a low this evening of 51. On Friday, sunny and a high of 78, a chance of showers on Friday night, and a low of 58. On Saturday, chance of showers and rain Saturday night, a high of 64 and a low of 48. Sunday, rain, high of 57, a low of 43 Sunday night, and showers, chance of showers on Monday, a high of 64 and a low of 45. Sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny and partly cloudy on the evening. On Wednesday, partly sunny, so at a high of 79. So get a little needed rain. Always use that. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Sue sent me something that said breaking news. Not sure where she saw that. About the gentleman's name, Brian
Muir. He's the auditor controller
for the Shasta County. About 2 weeks ago, I read his letter of resignation on the air. It was open records and all that. Mm-hmm. So, and essentially he said, don't give me a plaque. You haven't thought enough of my work to give me a raise in 6 years. And that, of course,
of course, caused consternation because he's an elected official. And this was, for me, was in tying in with the sheriff and the DA, who are making less money than some of the members of their staff. Now, how be it, you know, whether you think that anybody that works for the city or county should get a raise, to me, if you're in charge of an organization, you should be making at least as much money as the people working for you.
Well, and that's, you know, I'm not clear on exactly what's been going on between the board, who are elected officials, and the other elected officials in Shasta County over the last several years. We always pretty much treated those elected officials of those departments, which you have your county clerk, you have your treasurer tax collector, you have the assessor, and you have the auditor controller, that are all elected officials, the district attorney, and the sheriff.
And the sheriff.
But they are department heads.
Yeah.
And in the past, we pretty much treated them the same way we treated all of our other department heads. You know, as far as benefits, and because they were running big departments, important departments, even though they were elected officials. The board, on the other hand, we don't really, you know, we didn't give the benefits to the board
of supervisors
like we did to the department heads. I think that appears to have changed,
over the last 6 years.
Yeah, so, and there's been some consternation there, I know, about raises and keeping up with their employees.
But this was one of the reasons that Brian said, and from what I understand, he has been
effective. He's been very effective.
You know, the thing with me is for the sheriff and DA is they are in charge. If something happens, they're the ones going to take the spear in the chest. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it. But they should be getting paid at least as much as their employee, the guys that they're telling what to do.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
I think it's true.
I don't understand you board of supervisors. Okay, but somebody I do understand is Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University, who's with us today.
Hey, good morning,
Dr. Hall.
Good morning.
Now, I was just lucky enough to be with him on Tuesday, along with the rest of the Simpson. What do we call it now?
Simpson University Advisory Council.
I'm on the advisory
council. SUCAC.
I've been on that since day one. Myself and Marianne Johansson.
That's right.
And we've been on there. And let me think, who else has been on there that long?
Probably Scott Putnam.
And I think Scott may have.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Maybe David Van Dyke?
I'm not sure. But I know there hasn't been a whole bunch of us that have done that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've slipped through the cracks as you've replaced replaced members there with somebody that does things in town. So, but it's been really interesting. And it's been, you know what, it's been, and I'll just say this, that we have come up with so many ideas, you know, for Simpson. Simpson's our university.
That's right.
But in the past, those were pretty much ignored, we were told it was too hard. You came aboard, 2 years?
This is the end of my third year now.
Oh, okay, 3 years. Gosh. Yeah,
time flies.
And every one of the ideas that we have floated up to you and your leadership group that have been acted on, you explain to us why we can't do it right now. Not that it's not going to happen, because it is. Engineering, the sports, all of these things. And so I'm just saying this out loud because Dr. Hall and his staff have worked extremely hard over this last 3 years to bring Simpson out of kind of the backwater of Christian colleges.
Certainly people are more aware.
That's awesome.
That we're here.
That's awesome.
And it absolutely has been a pleasure working with you.
We're very thankful for your work.
Okay, everybody goes, oh, yeah, Carl, you know, slap him on the back. Look, let me tell you, from the first day you hit there, and you brought in something called a bass fishing team, and I looked at him, I looked at Dr. Hall, and I went, a bass fishing team.
Still number one in California.
Well, and, what that is...
Well, we've got great bass fishing water around here, for sure.
But what it does is it puts a new light, and it opens us up for a whole different group of people to look at Simpson.
So, we've even raised funds to buy our own bass fishing boat, which will have a Simpson wrap on it. Very exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're in the top fishers in the nation now, so we're pretty excited about representing hometown Reading.
I'm the trainer. Yeah, I bring in the worms.
You know, on our camp in our campus pond, one of our anglers came in, and I said, I saw him out there fishing. I said, "There's not really anything in there, is there?" Because I've been here a year, I've never seen anybody pull a fish out of there, but I've seen a lot of people fishing. He said, "Let me show you a picture." He showed me a 5-pound bass that he pulled out of our campus pond.
Wow!
If you can believe it, those guys are scientists.
Oh no! If you ever get around people that fish, like on the team or professionally, yeah, they don't. This isn't like the good old boys that just go on out with a little outboard on the back. Though we do have a lot of those around here. You go up to Shasta Lake and catch huge fish. Okay, after all of that, we're going to have to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and get started.
Right. Okay.
Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, after we've just gone through the Fountain Wind Project, California, whatever you think of it, they're going to renewable energy, and they're going fast. So we were discussing electric cars last night. And they've gotten some of these cars that actually get up to almost 400 miles before they need to be charged.
Wow.
Now, one of the biggest things that people say is, well, what about the charging stations and all that? Well, REU has got some help for you here. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle for charging stations. Visit cityofredding.org/EV. For more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. So you can get money back, and it will help you buy these cars. And, if you want one for just around town or running around the area down here, electric car could be the answer. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning, 55 degrees out there, here on the 22nd of April.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. And it's time for our spring sale, April 9th through the 18th. And it's your chance to save on products like our Garden Power Soil for only $45.99 a yard. Fertilizer for the lawn, like Gold Rush, in a 50-pound bag is on sale for only $19.99. Road base for the potholes starts at $23.99 a yard. Building a patio, whether you're thinking pavers or flat rock, now's your chance to save big. The weather is just right for planting your lawn. If you want seed, sod, or maybe even put in a maintenance-free artificial turf lawn, come see us to help you with your next project while we save you big bucks at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Airport, Dersh, and Churn Creek Road. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at Lauk's Landscape Supply and join us for our spring sale April 9th through the 18th. And tell your friends.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number here, and Simpson University is with us, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Compass Sports Cards. Compass Sports Cards are at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. It features modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles, plus everything from non-sports Pokemon cards to signed sports memorabilia. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. They're located across the street from the Hill Collision Center at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Trish and I are here with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University.
Good morning.
There's a lot of things.
Didn't get into too much in that first 15 minutes. No. We kind of talked about a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, 2020. I mean, and we're still, it's 2021, and there's still universities out there that are not having classes
right.
yet. And when you, as you're starting this new year, what's Simpson University going to look like?
It's going to look like the old rockin' and rollin' self that that we would have had pre-COVID. We're making all the plans to be open and rolling. Now, there will be some expectations for people to show up with, a safe test or we're encouraging them to get the vaccine. We're not requiring it. There'll be some testing, but other than that, we're going to be rocking and rolling. As you know, Carl, all of our sports are rolling hard right now.
You've got a national champion in swimming, a young man that was on the show the other day.
That's right, Tom Higdon. Second place in the nation for the 100 breaststroke, and third in the nation for the 200 breaststroke. We shouldn't be surprised at all if we see him go to the Olympics.
Wow.
He's the real deal.
Yeah. He's not peaking yet. He's still got some time.
No, not yet. And we had 5 relay teams win All-American status. And a half a dozen men in the national rankings, and a half a dozen women in the national rankings. So in
and this is a relatively new sport for you.
Second year, full year. Right
now, universities are where people go to learn, but it's also universities have sports, and you want to offer a full plate to people that are interested. Like this young man likes to swim.
That's
obviously,
right.
He's really good at it. So
right.
He wants to go to a university that allows him
right.
to be able to reach his potential and still get an education.
Carl, we're all about educating the whole student. And you know, most people know from being in sports or any kind of co-curriculum, you round out your personality. You interact with other people. You create what I call social capital. And social capital becomes bridging capital, and bridging capital becomes jobs and opportunities. So when you play sports while you study, it gives you a place to think and talk with others, ask questions, and grow in your social graces as well as mature. So we have, if you want to go to Phoenix University, nothing wrong with people that are going there. You can get that experience at a relatively low cost and take everything online. Again, nothing wrong with that. But our specialty at Simpson is the whole student experience, where you come to campus, you eat on campus, you go to class together, you have relationships with faculty who have friends and contacts in the industry. You have training and guidance and mentoring on how to get a job and what the future might look like. And you have amazing faculty and staff where students, you know, you remember when you were 19 years old, you had a lot of questions. And it's a safe place to ask tough questions and to have fun. And you get a great education, and our students, as you know, our nursing program, our education program, our sciences, they get great jobs. And as we lean into the future with digital media, CIS, engineering, kinesiology, we have built majors that are intentionally focused on setting up students to prosper the economic base here in Reading. We don't want to leave the community. We want them in internships at Sierra Pacific and Pace Engineering. And then they stay here and they raise families and they buy boats and they listen to KCNR radio.
There you go.
Yay, we like that.
No, you're true. That's true. You're playing to the community and the needs of the community and building the programs that are right. needed here to keep the people, our young people home.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that you have your advisory committee from leadership in the community and
right.
sense of everywhere from banking to medical to IT.
Right.
And to say, okay, you know, how could we be a university without an IT course?
Right. I mean, that's right.
Yeah. And especially right. in today's society.
Right. And now we have computer information systems. We have digital media and, of course, engineering that will have a systems engineering focus,
mm-hmm.
which is also very IT leaning.
You know, one of the things about the IT, which a lot of the younger of this generation and of the millennials is being able to work from a distant site
right.
and live where they want to. Like they may live in Colorado for 6 months and they may live in Montana for 6 months. Any place that they, as long as they have an Ethernet, high speed internet, they can work that way. And I think you're going to see a lot of that as we've learned in COVID.
That's right.
For the future.
Right. In fact, our staff writer right now lives in the Midwest because she can be highly involved, follow all of our activities and events online, and write articles and celebrate alumni. Now, that's not a permanent solution, but it's working almost seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to set up our students to be able to work, as you say, Carl, remotely around the world, and they will be highly trained and ready to go. And by the way, we've more than doubled our bandwidth on campus, so students really like that. I won't say that they play games sometimes, but
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
How do you, Christian universities, some of them are shutting down. They lost enrollment, yet you all continue to grow. How do you do that?
Well, I'm going to give some credit to some people. I don't know how much credit is actually due, but I'm going to suppose. First of all, last year in August, we were running way ahead on deposits compared to prior years. As you know, we've grown 3 years in a row, which is also outrageous. Nobody in California is growing. But in August, we had 68 people withdraw their deposits because of all the news. I mean, we called them. He said, we're just going to take a year off. We're not going to start because we're afraid of COVID. One woman from the East Coast called and said, I'm not sending my kid there because I'm concerned about COVID, and I don't know. I'm looking at the media, and I don't know if there's a place for the plane to land between the fires. So the media was really hard on us last year. Nonetheless, we grew a little bit. This year, we're running double deposits of this time last year, which would have been a record high new class. So how are we doing it? We're telling people we're safe. We're growing our academic programs. We're growing our team sport programs. We're making it friendlier to transfer from Shasta College over to Simpson. And we're making sure that people know you're not stepping down to go to a small private Christian college in Northern California. Our academic rigor is significant. As you know, representing that, our nursing program is number 7 out of 140 schools in California. Carl, how do we do it? We just stay rocking and rolling every day.
When you have quality people that are involved in your
program. Right. Excellent faculty. Excellent
exactly.
Faculty.
Leadership, a lot of leadership skills and well-credentialed people that are there because they love to teach,
right.
But also to help the students and to be a part of that building of that entire person.
Well, Misty Smith, for example, is a hometown young lady who's now finished her doctorate in nursing and dean of our nursing program. We have excellent people here in the North State who are serving in leadership all across campus at Simpson.
You know, and I've mentioned it before because it's still, it seems to me that you're getting better known. We're finally breaking that picture that we need a four-year college or we need a four-year university. And we keep reminding people that, you know what, we have one.
That's right.
It's been here for a long time.
Right. And we're nimble. And we're providing the programs that the North State needs and the internships looking in the future. And we have people like Carl Bott giving us guidance on, and I think, Carl, you were one of the people that said 3 years ago we've got to be friendlier for transfers from junior colleges into the four-year colleges. So one of the things we did is we switched our learning management system, which is another IT thing. Students all interact with their grades and submit their assignments on what's called an LMS. We had one called Moodle. Shasta is using a company called Canvas. So we said, why don't we move to Canvas so that it's an easier experience for the students to move from their first 2 years to the next. So we've changed pretty significantly our curricular pathways so that students can transfer in easier and finish in 2 years.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University. We've got to take a quick break. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's about 56 degrees out there today. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this next segment. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the Old Cobblestone Shopping Center there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raboza. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professionals, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott on Thursday here. It is the 22nd of April, 8:35 in the morning, and about 56 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. Trish and I are here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, which is growing its growing its student population while others are dropping. You know, one of the things that I was reading in some of the handouts there is we talked about educating the entire student,
right?
Which is also the which means the athletics along with the regular school knowledge. And you have two teams, that your soccer team and your women's softball team, that
have done well.
Have done incredibly
there's
well.
There's actually more. And I want to be humble, Carl, but Simpson is taking the athletics conference by storm. Women's wrestling. You remember I told you women's wrestling was the fastest growing Latina sport in the nation?
Yeah, you know what? You said that, and after you said that one day, I looked it up. And, women wrestling, first of all, is kind of strange, but and we're not talking about WWE here. We're talking about at the college level, and I think it's in the Olympics, but I'm not sure.
And just as I said, Aphrodite Ayala won the program's first NAIA national tournament victory and finished 12th in the nation. That's the highest ever for Simpson wrestling men or women. And then you mentioned softball. On the softball side, we're 8-0 in the conference, and we'll be hosting the CalPAC conference in a few weeks. Men's soccer finished the season with its best record in program history. And women's soccer that had been shut down just before we started working together reached the postseason playoffs for the first time in history. And men's volleyball, which is only in its second season, qualified for conference tournament in its first full season in existence. So we're not just firing up programs for gym class. We're bringing in highly qualified athletes. And even better, we're bringing a number of athletes that transfer over from the junior colleges, the community colleges, who get the opportunity to stay and play in Shasta County. When you add that to, as you guys know, I can't say enough about being a Christian organization where students learn and grow into citizens with an awesome moral foundation.
It's just so important. I think that's
right.
You know, I think from my standpoint, that's how we've got to change some of what's going on in this, not only in the United States, but in the world we live in. We've got to get back to a moral compass. You can't make enough laws to make people who have no morals live together.
That's right. You can't legislate morality.
You cannot.
No.
So we've got to get back to, and we've got to start with our children. We've got to get them back on a moral path. The recognition of right and wrong and a higher power.
That's right. So that's what we're about, and we're about set. We want students to graduate with strong faith, sense of moral responsibility, critical competence. We want students to graduate with critical competence so that places like KCNR want our interns. They want our graduates to come and work for them.
Well, every one of the interns that have come from Simpson have just been outstanding. I mean,
awesome.
not kind of, or okay. They've just been outstanding. Every one of them have come through here. Now, along with that part of going into the educational side, you're building up the faculty right now, too.
In fact, yes, we've astoundingly, in the last 18 months, we've hired, I think, 20. We will have hired 21 by the start of school next year. And our what we call terminal degrees, people with doctorates, the top degree in their field, we've increased, that's like 10% overall. So we're not only hiring more faculty, but we're hiring more faculty with top degrees in their fields from the best universities worldwide. I just hired an engineer who grew up in Africa. And he is nails. The guy is really, really, really good. He served at a couple other schools in the United States. And as you know, we're building that engineering program. I think we're well on the way to setting up the North State with a lot more interns to support their businesses.
Well, this is so important because one of the things that we found in the past, trying to grow Shasta County, trying to bring new industry and new businesses, is that we've had a definite lack in our workforce. A qualified workforce for those companies to come in. And they need that when they're looking and speculating about moving to an area. They look at what available workforce do we have.
Right.
We've been lacking in that for many years.
Right. And it's especially with COVID, we have this beautiful place that we live in, little slice of God's country, but it's a little bit far away from other places. And so,
which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. However, when you're trying to get
a two-edged sword, though.
Yeah, when you're trying to get somebody to move from far away to be here, it's an unknown commodity for them. Once they get here, like myself, they find it to be just an amazing city.
Well, Simpson's in it 100 years.
100 years, that's right.
Like, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's a big milestone.
It went by like a summer breeze. Remember, you and I were in junior high when it started.
Well, but there's plans for the centennial celebration.
That's right. You know, thanks for saying that, Carl, because we're going to have a big centennial homecoming event next year. But more importantly, back into the space of being Redding's hometown university. And we have some people like Les Melberg and helping us with the designs, and we have Jake Mangus helping us. Of course, he's Chamber of Commerce. Adam McLevane. These folks are actively helping us see directly what the needs are for the community. And we've also done, of course, deep tissue studies on commerce in the area to determine what we need. And STEM is what we need. We need tech. And so we're raising money for three priorities for the new year. One is $5 million, new year, new century, $5 million to help with operations and scholarships. We want to keep those costs down. The next $5 million will be aimed at a STEM program, a STEM building. And that's the building that Les is helping us put together. And then then the next project will be $5 million for an event center. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these giant domes, and they have a track in them and four basketball courts. And I was speaking to one of the assistant superintendents who runs the Special Olympics here in town. And she said, oh, my goodness, we could do Special Olympics in that space. That would be the best space ever. That's what we want to be. We want to be the place where when it's blisteringly hot in the summer, we have a cool, giant indoor facility with a track and four basketball courts to have camps for basketball and wrestling and cheerleading and volleyball. And have a place for the largest gathering space for concerts. Other than the Civic Center, we don't have many big spaces.
No.
And it is our great hope that we can serve more the community through availing that space. Just imagine, Carl, in the future, when you and I are no longer our svelte athletic selves, we could walk laps in the morning at the event center.
Well, what I see is that there are so many events out there that we need to kind of take advantage of.
Right.
Just one that I can think of is the First Marine Division has a meeting every year. Probably not last year, but every year. What you would call alumni of the 1st Marine Division gets together.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that takes a big area and a lot of hotels and stuff to be able to hold something that. I think we need to, to be able to reach out to organizations, not just the Marines, but other organizations.
That's right.
Again, if you have a convention here, that means the hotels fill up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a symbiotic thing.
It really has a convention center availability. And it's super flexible space. By the way, you mentioned the veterans. I want to celebrate just for a moment our veterans in our community, our first responders, our men and women who are working on our streets every day to keep us safe with a giant thank you. Just a giant thank you. And thank you, Carl, for your service. As you know, we really celebrate our military and our police and first responders. We have more than 50 military veterans attending classes at Simpson. It's one of our specialties.
You have a real strong veterans support program there.
That's right.
Their own building. I mean, the whole thing to help them get through all the paperwork.
That's right.
And you know what? A lot of times veterans coming back have study areas there talking to other veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just face it. You're 26 going through classes with 18-year-olds. You know, there's a big difference there, or even if they're 22 years old or veterans. I mean, they've been in combat. They've been in some pretty strict and rough areas, and they're taking classes with 18-year-olds who have no concept of what life is on the harsh side. So a lot of times, you know, they need to get back together and go, well.
Right. That's right.
But a good program to reintroduce them back in and ease their way back into normal society.
Yeah.
It's important.
Well, I sometimes take umbrage at that, and we have to take a break. You know, introducing them back into society. I mean, they are society.
They are, Carl, but not the normal. They've lived in a different world. You know that.
Yes.
Certainly better than I, but I've heard enough to know that it's just not easy to come back from a tour and then just get on with life at a regular pace.
It does, and you need to, and the older you get at it, the better it is, but when you're young. But having a center like that at Simpson University, it's huge.
That's right.
I always thought Simpson could be a great place for returning veterans, for veterans getting out of the military, because a lot of them are Christian and a lot of them have a strong sense of purpose. And coming to a university like Simpson with all the new things that they're offering like this pushes them out. Plus they have the ability to use the outdoors here.
And they have their GI benefits that give them
education
credits.
Yeah.
It
pays for their education at Simpson, the whole education. They come out of there with that old money.
And we know how to work with the government money system. It's not easy. Nothing about that. So if you're out there and you're a veteran and you're thinking about getting your degree, call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON and ask for Andrew Tuggle, who is himself a veteran, and he'll be glad to serve you to make sure that you get in the right channel to get you started on your degree and into your next career.
They've got a great system out there.
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has established this company back in 1993, and she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, but also veterans. She's got a special place in her heart for veterans also. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you need a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call. And for a free review and evaluation, if you're having problems because you live in an area and they don't want to give you fire insurance, give Judy a call. She can find that and help you with it.
Helpful.
Or business insurance. Give her a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Salute to Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 North. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professionals, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Pre-registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yes. Trish Clark and Carl Bob, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean. This is where I go. And, you know, they towel it off and everything. My truck comes out looking good. Yeah. And this is just another local business. But this business has been around a long time. We're going to have to get them in here and talk about it. I think they've been around, like, almost as long as Simpson, if you can believe that.
I think they're 100 years.
100 years old, this
wow.
car wash.
So, wow.
Okay. We're here with, of course, Dr. Norm Hall, Simpson University president. Your nursing program is 7th in the state out of like 150 is being rated that high.
Right.
And has done a lot during this COVID. But you've got a lot of other things happening.
And the last time we were here, Dr. DeNuca called in.
He did. That's
and,
right.
And you're going to give us an update on what that conversation led to.
It was exciting because he didn't know that just the week before we had had a planning meeting. Of course, we're in the planning phases, but when a guy like Dr. DeNuca calls in, there's a little bit of a catalyst in that experience.
Yeah.
So we are looking at master's level nursing program in the future. Nurse practitioner is something that would be vitally useful in the North State for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not off the table that perhaps one day we would have a medical school or an extension medical school.
Yeah, like a satellite campus out of some medical university.
So what we have to do is keep our eyes on the future. You can't get so far out over your skis that you're not taking care of business at home. We're maintaining momentum at home, and we're forecasting into the future. So nurse practitioner, possibility of other master's in nursing programs for health administration, which is a big deal. And we're also looking very seriously at a social work program, and a site down in Sacramento where we can have a broader reach. So social work in particular favors a degree completion program. So people that have already a strong undergraduate experience or an associate's degree, they have an opportunity then to get a 4-year degree and really boost their earning power with a social work degree. So that's one future item. Few things I'll leave you with, Carl. We're really excited for spring graduation. We'll have Senator Jim Nielsen.
You're going to have a live grad.
That's right, outside, and it's going to be COVID sensitive. We're being very careful to space the chairs and all the things that you have to do. Saturday, May 1st, Senator Jim Nielsen. I wish I could invite everybody out, but we have to manage the crowd very carefully. But that's going to be a big win for us. And then on September 14th, please write this down, Carl, because I'm asking you now to buy a table, our speaker for our business leadership lunch. And again, September 14th, the relatively famous but very humble Bruce Dean, whom we know is the originator of Black Bear restaurants. I think there's
Black
something
Bear
like
Diners.
136 of those now in
the
nation.
They've gone nationwide. And they are still headquartered right here in Reading, though he has been pressured to put it in a different spot, but they're not moving from here.
I love it.
The Deans.
And Bruce is himself an angler and has been a great supporter of our bass fishing program.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now, see, I did not know that. Yeah. I know that, I know Bruce, but I never knew that he was like a bass fisherman.
I hope he didn't mind that I said that, but I'm deeply appreciative. He's probably listening. But here's the bottom line, folks. Here's a guy that has real, practical wisdom about business. He lives right here in our community. Here's a guy with a moral compass. Here's a guy that knows people by name. I hope that you'll make plans to come out and see him talk about his life of business and entrepreneurship on September 14th, 2021.
I hope he tells a story about the only cash he had was coming out of the little jukeboxes on the table.
That was it.
They split that up because when they first started, things were tough up there in Mount Shasta.
I bet.
But they've since progressed past that.
So what happened when you live right and you work hard, you live into success. And he's going to talk about it. It'll be great.
Now you should be, very interesting speaker. You buy the table and I can have thrown at the chairs.
That's right. I'll look for you.
We're here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University. Simpson is increasing its admissions. Simpson is hiring new faculty, many of them with doctorates. They're going to have their 100th birthday, their centennial, next year.
In October.
And, you know, there's just so many things.
This year?
This coming October.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things that Simpson University has done, you know, new projects, new classes, IT, new sports teams, because Simpson wants to be Redding's University.
And
Shasta
we
County.
Shasta County. Let me just say one more word of appreciation. Universities are not successful if they're not in awesome towns. And Redding is a fantastic university town. So a big thank you goes out to our community that supports us all the time and our students. Big thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Hall and Trish. Tomorrow, Wednesday Place will join us with some new news on what's happening there. But also we want to talk about